Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible, not the Bible, the Bible, verse by verse. Happy 22nd day of March. I hope that this is the day where you're experiencing the goodness of God and experiencing His love for you. I know sometimes it's hard to really feel it, but it is the truth. He loves you, He cares for you, He carries your problems and your issues, and He walks alongside you. Today we are in Psalm chapter 4. Or Psalms 4 in the Voice Translation, and this is what it says. Answer my prayers, O true God, the righteous, who makes me right. I was hopelessly surrounded, and you rescued me. Once again, hear me. Hide me in your love. Bring victory in defeat and hope in hopelessness. How long will you, sons of Adam, steal my dignity, reduce my glory to shame? Why pine for the fruitless and dream a delusion? Understand this. The Eternal One treats as special those like Him. The Eternal will answer my prayers and save me. Think long, think hard. When you are angry, don't let it carry you into sin. When night comes, in calm, be silent. From this day forward, offer to God the right sacrifice from a heart made right by God. Entrust yourself to the Eternal. Crowds of disheartened people ask, who can show us what is good? Let your brilliant face shine upon us, O Eternal One, that we may know the undeniable answer. You have filled me with joy, and happiness has risen in my heart, great delight and unrivaled joy, even more than when bread abounds and wine flows freely. Tonight I will sleep securely on a bed of peace, because I trust you. You alone, O Eternal One, will keep me safe. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we do ask that you would answer our prayers. And we do continually lift those prayers up that have been on our hearts for maybe a year or 5 years or 10 years. Lord, help us not to grow weary in our prayers for others. Help us to continue to beseech you, to use one of those King James words. Help us to be perseverant in prayer, entrusting our cares and our worries to you. Lord, hide us in your favor and bring victory in defeat and hope in hopelessness. What a beautiful phraseology that is. Lord, many of us have walked that pathway of defeat of late, and we need to know that yours is the victory. And in you, you're always an eternal yes. And so, Lord, we rest in that today. Lord, we love that you love us. And I'm really grateful that you cherish me, and I'm so grateful that you cherish the people listening to this podcast today, that your favor rests upon them, and that you long to answer the prayers of the godly. And so we continue to lift up our burdens to you. We continue to give you our health issues, our financial stress, our addictions and problems and relational heartache. We give it to you because we don't know what else to do. We have nowhere else to turn. Lord, I pray that you would bring friends into my friend's life today. That's something I know that a lot of us are dealing with. It's just this feeling of isolation and loneliness. And Lord, we just need friends. And so I pray that you would hear this prayer and you would answer it. Lord, I also pray for those who are working on or working through their bitterness and their anger. I recently heard a story about someone who had held something against someone for a couple of years, and it had held them captive all that time. Instead of working through it and forgiving, they were embittered. And Lord, I don't want that in my heart. I don't want to nurse a wound over and over again so that that's all I can think about. Because when I do that, I forget about your kingdom. So Lord, forgive us for thinking about something that someone did to us far too long. Lord, I know we need to mourn it. I know we need to name it, but we also need to move beyond it. So give us the wisdom when we need to do that. And Lord, help us all to let go of the bitterness that we have curried inside of our hearts and choose to forgive, because we're more like you when we choose to forgive, Lord. I'm thankful for that. Lord, we want to make the right sacrifice to you, of course. We want to give you our hearts, and we do want to experience your goodness in the land of the living, and we want to experience your joy. And I pray today would be a day that, Father, that you would just bring joy back into our households, back into our conversations, back into our work and back into our play. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Shauna Marie Bryant, and she has a podcast called the Believe and Speak Podcast. And you are her audience, and that's what's so lovely about being able to promote her podcast, because her heart is so much like mine. She has this desire to see you walk in the truth. And so this podcast, the Believe and Speak Podcast, is similar in that she shares a scripture, but then she talks about a truth that you can say out loud. And every week you can download a special graphic to print off or to put on your computer screen or your phone screen to remind you of the truth that you are, of who you are in Christ. And so you can go to ShaunaMarieBryant.com/mypodcast to find out more. And also that's the place where you would download that special graphic. And her name is spelled a little bit different. It's S-H-A-W-N-A Marie Bryant. And Bryant is B-R-Y-A-N-T.com. Or you can just go to the show notes at PrayEveryDay.show and you can see it all there. And so, Shauna, thank you so much for your Believe and Speak podcast. And I do pray it would be a blessing to many, many people who need to hear the truth, and not only to hear the truth, but to speak it over their lives.